This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
G'day there and welcome to the first episode of Blues with a Feeling for the year, in what will be the show's 29th. I'm all rested and inspired to begin another year of the show, and so here we are. But, well, this week's show is in many ways one that I've dreaded. It's been a really tough couple of years for me, and I'm certainly not the only one, with the passing of some really important people. It happens, you know. There's nothing more certain. And as I'm discovering in an increasingly unnerving fashion, the older you get, the more funerals you attend, and the more time you spend mourning the loss of friends and family and those people that have come into your life to make it better. On Christmas Day 2022, guitar player extraordinaire, singer, venue booker and dear friend Blind Dog Donnie Burke passed away in hospital aged in his 70s. And so this week's show is dedicated to the most accomplished and inspirational musician I've been privileged to call a friend. When I started producing this show way back in 1994, I was blessed to be very close to a band called Little Fee and the Delta Rhythm Kings. I'd been in a relationship with Little Fee for about a year in the late 80s when she was just Fiona, at a time when both of us were trying to learn more about this music called the blues. There wasn't a lot going on in Brisbane locally. The great Phil Manning lived in southeast Queensland at the time, and I used to go and see Phil play, mostly solo, a lot around Brisbane. And seeing him play just left me wanting to see more and more of this music played live. At the time, the international blues scene was very strong, and it was common for the likes of Buddy Guy, Albert Collins, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Eric Clapton, John Mayall and Jeff Healey to tour Australia and even visit Brisbane. And I was at every one of those shows I could afford to attend. My relationship with Fiona only lasted about a year, I'm afraid, as I continued my endless search for that elusive something that would give my life meaning. A couple of years later, and I'd discovered Mark Doherty's radio show on 4ZZZ here in Brisbane on Tuesday nights, Nothing But the Blues. Becoming an avid listener and becoming aware that there was a good local blues scene. I can distinctly remember sitting with a couple of mates in the shed downstairs at my mate John Hurwood's house in Indooroopilly and becoming aware that community radio could and possibly would provide people like me the opportunity to produce and present a blues radio show. I'd always yearned to hear lots of this music played on the radio. Long songs and whole albums for a whole evening. And ultimately, that's what I'd end up doing just a few years later at 4AAA Murray Country here in Brisbane, where I'd end up by dint of another one of those remarkable pieces of good timing that have punctuated my life. A few weeks later, I heard Mark talking about the first ever Brisbane Blues Festival that was set to feature a very new local band, Little Fi and the Delta Rhythm Kings. And like a lightning bolt, I knew instantly that Little Fee was my ex from a few years ago, Fiona. Absolutely no doubt about it. I didn't go to that gig, but less than a year later, I heard about a visit to Brisbane by someone called Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Apparently the original performer and writer of a song called I Put a Spell on You, which I'd heard performed on FM radio in Brisbane at the time by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And the description of who Jay was enough for me to buy a ticket and inform my music-loving mates that even though we did know who he was, we had to go. And so we rocked up to the Waterloo Hotel in Newstead to see Screamin' Jay Hawkins, who was apparently wheeled onto the stage every night in a coffin and kind of looked like a black vampire. Intriguing, yes. But when we got there, there was no Screamin' Jay. Years later, the promoter of that tour, Peter Noble, these days the owner of Australia's most loved music festival, Bluesfest, would tell me that with only one gig remaining of the tour, he'd agreed to Jay's request to be paid early for the final show, only for Jay to jump on the next plane home to the US. So when we get to the pub, the gig's off, but not completely cancelled, and the support band that night was going to play the whole night for free. We all got a refund, and the band now playing was Little Fee and the Delta Rhythm Kings. And yes, my ex from a few years ago was the singer. Little Fee, who'd never sung before, was a riveting and highly accomplished singer and frontwoman at the age of about 20, perhaps even younger. The band was simply incredible, and the guitar player Blind Dog Donnie was unbelievably good. They played a swinging style of blues that was jazzy, but unlike any blues I'd heard before. And Little Fee would scat along to Donnie's guitar lines in the most joyful way, something I'd really only heard the likes of Ella Fitzgerald do. And they wrote songs about life in Brisbane, from all sorts of point of view. I was completely hooked, and without labouring the point too much. It wasn't more than a year later that Fee and I were back together again, and I found myself pressed to the bosom of the band that would soon be judged as Australia's favourite live blues band at a packed blues fest show at Easter at Byron Bay. Over the years that followed, I'd spent incredible times listening and watching the band play at least three times a week. And for about a year, the guitarist Blind Dog Donnie and his partner Kim would live with Fee and I at Kangaroo Point, only a two-minute walk from the band's regular Saturday night gig at the famous Bomb Shelter Bar at the Story Bridge Hotel, where little Fee and her brothers Blind Dog Donnie, Trevor Casey on bass, and Trevor Gollinger on drums would play to a packed house every Saturday night for more than 10 years. To kick this week's show straight into gear, here they are from the band's debut album, Yip Yah. This is Blues With A Feeling.
Rhythm kings, that's just who we are. Well, it's a rhythm you just can't lose. Just dancing and swinging the blues. Oh Lord, it's good. Feels great to be jamming tonight with my blues. You and me, and that's all that matters. Thank you. take a blue note, lay it on its side. Well, it's a rhythm you just can't lose. Just dancing and swinging the blues. It's good, it's grand, it's great to be jamming tonight with my lovers. 'Cause I love them.
Thank you.
went down there one day to catch me some dinner. I had some bait and a line. Put the bait on that line and I swung it around. Fishing in the Brisbane River. but when it comes to moving, baby,
to the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
Remembering the late great Blind Dog Donnie Burke this week by featuring songs taken from two albums by the band he formed after the breakup of the Howlin' Moondoggies, Little Fee and the Delta Rhythm Kings, and two made by future lineups of Donnie's bands, beginning with the Rhythm Kings' debut album Yip Yah. Just a couple of the band's most popular songs there, Etta James' classic W-O-M-A-N, Fee and Donnie's reimagining of the blues idea Catfish Blues, reworked with all the originality that made the band so beloved around Australia as Catfish Boogie, Bonnie Raitt's Love Me Like a Man, one of Fee's showstoppers, and the traditional blues song Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Break My Heart. Okay, moving forward a couple of years with the new lineup of the band continuing to play amazing shows across the country, headlining festivals and packing houses wherever they appeared, with the songwriting partnership of Blind Dog Donnie and Little Fee becoming even more eclectic and diverse, the band released its second album not long after Fee and I had decided to go our separate ways. An awful time for both of us as we worked to maintain a friendship. I'd loved being Little Fee's muse, and I was fearful that the breakup of our relationship would mean the breakup of my relationship with the band. Seeing the band multiple times a week had become crucial to me dealing with the depression and anxiety I'd been dealing with for many years, and the thought of not being a part of that Saturday night church was just awful. My name is Sean Bindley, and you're listening to Blues With A Feeling.
Early on a Saturday night, way down under the bridge, till the wee hours of Sunday morning, way down under the bridge. There's a juke joint jumping, really pumping. It's called the Church of What's Happening Now. It's the Church of What's Happening Now, people. Road behind goes into eternity. That's the past. Hey, that's the past. The road ahead there goes on forever. Ooh, baby, that's the future. You better believe that's the future. And the meeting place is called the Church of What's Happening Now, people. The Church of What's Happening Now is advocating that you leave your troubles outside the door, down the road a little way. Come on inside, get sanctified in the rhythms of now, with Brother Donnie, Sister Felicia, and Brother Cootie. In the Church of What's Happening Now. Church of
my brothers and my sisters, the time has arrived. Defeating that which would hold us back, we celebrate the moment with innocence and wisdom. This crossroad in time, this church of what's happening right now. Church of what's happening now.
It's called the church of what's happening now.
Right now you're in the
church of what's
that
happening
church.
Now.
No denomination,
church
no discrimination. You're in the church, in the church, in the church of what's happening now. Right now, church of what's happening.
Sure
enough, you're all in the church of what's happening now.
Hey, Lil Fee!
What's that?
The church of what's happening now is now in session.
I do believe.
Time. didn't have to wear a bikini and go in a beauty pageant to win this one. All I had to do was cook the wrong food. Or wear flat shoes when high heels were the mode. Well, he wanted to go this way and I want to go that way. I just get misunderstood, you know?
Everyone, this is Jimmy Vaughn, all the way from Texas. You're listening to Blues with a Feeling. You got to check it out.
Socks, hugs and kisses on a dear Johnny letter. Now that he's gone, life can only get better. I quit my job in the cannery, headed out to the wide country. My heart went boom, baby, skipped a beat. Now I ain't real fruit right off of the tree. Someday, baby, ain't gonna worry no more. Oh, someday, baby, ain't gonna worry no more. Stranded on the rocks, a pile of bills on some dirty socks, hugs and kisses on a dear Johnny letter. Now that he's gone, life can only get better. My job in the cannery, headed out to the wide country. My heart went boom, baby, skipped a beat. beak now. I eat real fruit right off of the tree. Someday, baby, ain't gonna worry no more. Well, tonight, blind doggy, I ain't gonna worry no more.
Hey, little feet.
What's that?
If I had my way, we'd be having a big bra section right here, right now. And they'd be blowing, there'd be saxophones and trombones and trumpets. And I'd be the boss.
Boss?
I mean, I gotta be the boss. I'm wearing the pants.
Oh, I ain't got too much to say about that. Let my music speak for me. Are you ready, my sister?
Sodom and Gomorrah, don't look back.
Don't ever look back.
don't look back. Any beauty ship, no doubt it's believe him not. Well, he led the animals two by two. Noah and his kin, the only crew, and the rain came pouring down and never looked back. I'm on my way, and I won't look back. I'm on my way.
You're listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
Thanks for tuning in or downloading the show this week, and please like, follow and comment at the Facebook page Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling so I can keep you up to date with new shows every week. And please share it with your music-loving friends. And thanks, as always, to the management of the Erromanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland for their ongoing support of the show. As sad as I've been following the loss of Blind Dog Donnie at Christmas, I'm so grateful for the many incredible memories he gave me over our decades of friendship, and I'm honoured to revisit his music with you this week. I haven't listened to either of these albums since the breakup of the Delta Rhythm Kings back in the early years of the 21st century. These records were the soundtrack of my life, and some of the songs are about me, for better or worse. On My Way There, and before that, some of Blind Dog's glorious slide guitar that came after, Someday Baby. And Little Fee's classic ode to me, A Restless Lover, Misunderstood. Only a couple of years later, with the music industry in Brisbane under siege from developers and their blocks of apartments that seemed to spring up and surround the city's favourite music venues, and with the end of the band's 10 years of Saturday nights at the Bomb Shelter Bar at Kangaroo Point, Little Fee and the Delta Rhythm Kings split, with all four of the band moving on to different ventures, and Little Fee getting married, not to me. And Blind Dog Donnie reinventing his music once again. When the band started, Donnie was playing a natural-coloured Washburn 335 style guitar, and I thought that was the most amazing guitar I'd ever heard, until Donnie added a sunburst 50s Hofner archtop to his sound, which when coupled with a series of solid-state Fender Sidekick amplifiers and a Marshall quad box, created what I still think is the most beautiful guitar tone I've ever heard. And I've heard some beautiful guitar tones. The DRKs, as they were sometimes referred to, opened for B.B. King twice when he played Brisbane. And I'll never forget the excitement on Donnie and Fee's faces after they'd been invited to meet B.B. after the show. And he told Donnie that he'd be interested in buying Donnie's guitar because it was the greatest tone he'd ever heard. A man of incomparable taste was the king of the blues, I'm sure you'd agree. Donnie didn't sell the Hofner to Riley, and after the band broke up, he'd use it to further develop and refine his songwriting while returning to the mic more frequently at the front of his new band, Blind Dog and the Reverend, featuring the return to his band of former Helen Moondoggies, Trevor Casey and Coogee Timms. By this stage, Donnie had taken up a residency at West End's notorious Melbourne Hotel, and the band quickly began filling the joint, and I resumed my place as one of Donnie's assistants and adoring fans, carrying his amps and working side by side with him at the pub, booking bands and featuring regularly on this program. As you've heard already, any band that Blind Dog started was known for their original blues songs. Both he and Coogee were writing more of their own wonderful songs, and Donnie was reaching into his very soul to take away the pain that had always been with him since his earliest days in New Zealand. From the album Love and Pain, this is Blind Dog and the Reverend's Mr. Bloom, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling.
Kiss. Mr. Bloom, Mr. Bloom, soul on fire, heartbeat laid on a funeral pyre. Mr. Bloom, Mr. Bloom, he not happy till the joint is smoking. He not happy till the whole town roasting. Boom, blam, boom. Boom, boom, blam, boom. He fire red cockroach
kikiriki, kikiriki. A rooster and a moocher, have a mercy on me, Mr. Bloom, Mr. Bloom. He not happy till the joint is smoking. He not happy till the whole town of roasting. Boom, blam, boom. Boom, boom, blam, boom. Boom, boom, blam, boom. Boom, boom, blam, boom. It was fire, it was fire. I heard that burning hiss. Fiery with fire, hot kiss, Mr. Bloom, Mr. Bloom. He not happy till the joint is smoking. He not happy till the whole town are roasting. Boom, blam, boom. Boom, boom, blam, boom. Boom, boom, blam, boom. Boom, boom, blam, boom. Till the joint is smoking. He not happy till the whole town are roasting. Boom, blam, boom. Boom, boom, blam, boom. Boom, boom, blam, boom. Boom, boom, blam, boom. Kiss.
made me cry, you made me cry. You make me weep when we're alone. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to hurt you. But I did it just the same, yeah. Blues, blues rain down on me. Blues rain down on me, and I just can't take it anymore, yeah. And I just can't take it anymore. And we're trapped in this lover's game, wrapped up in love and pain. We're trapped in this lover's game, wrapped up in love and pain. And I'd do it all again, yeah. Blues, blues rain down on me. Blues, blues rain down on me. And I just can't take it anymore. And I just can't take it anymore, yeah. And we're trapped in this lover's game, wrapped up in love and pain. And we're trapped in this lover's game, wrapped up in love and pain. And I'd do it all again, yeah.
This is Ken Wilson, and you are listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bendley.
The blues keep on coming. Yeah. I ain't saying nothing that you don't already know. But being poor for so long just clouds your mind. Until anything that comes your way, you reach out and grab it with both hands and you cry. And the blues keep on coming. 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 And we think we got it made.
Blues keep on coming.
We get smarter every day.
Blues keep on coming.
Look how groovy we are.
Blues keep on coming.
Fancy clothes, fancy car. But the blues keep on coming. And 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 the blues keep on coming. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I come go play in the nighttime. Whoa, yeah, that's the nighttime. In the nighttime. Whoa, yeah, that's the right time. I feel the one you love with the one you love. I feel the one you love with the one you love. I feel the one you love with the one you love. I feel the one you love with the one you love. As I come home from work, I'm tired and beat. I kick off my shoes and I put up my feet. Said, hey baby, I want you to come on over here. Prove to your daddy that you ain't no scrap. In the nighttime. Whoa, yeah, that's the right time. In the nighttime. Whoa, yeah, that's the right time. I be the one you love with the one you love. I be the one you love with the one you love. I feel the one you will love with the one you love. I feel the one you will love with the one you love.
Bye. in the nighttime. Whoa, yeah, that's the right time. The one you love with the one you lie. The one you love with the one you lie. The one you love with the one you lie. The one you love with the one you lie.
Deep in the red dirt on the shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
Remembering the late great blues guitar genius Blind Dog Donnie Burke this week, who passed away on Christmas Day during yet another hospital visit here in Brisbane. I lost count how many times Donnie was in hospital gravely ill since we became friends back in the very early 90s, but it must have been at least once a year. And so even though he was well into his 70s, hearing the news that he had finally left us came as a complete shock to me. For about the last 10 years of his life, Donnie's guitar skills had become quite limited. A series of strokes had made it impossible for him to play at all for a couple of years. But he'd been embraced by the local blues scene in a different way, holding down a long residency as always, but this time at West End's Boundary Hotel, as a singer and occasional guitar player, backed by a wide range of younger musicians seeking to learn at the feet of a master guitarist and blues singer, many of whom gathered at the Boundary for a jam session that went long into the night following the great man's death. Blind Dog Donnie Burke will be remembered at a memorial service on the 9th of February at 11 a.m. at the Uniting Church in Sussex Street, West End, followed by a farewell reception at Bunyapa Park at 1, and then a jam at the Boundary Hotel into the evening. Friends and family are all welcome, of course, and I hope to see you there. I'm sure you've heard just how much gospel influence was in Blind Dog Donnie's music. Both he and Fee were very interested in gospel. I don't think Donnie was a Christian or even a religious man as such, but he was very spiritual and extremely complex. Never making any money, he willingly embraced the life of poverty that was available to a short-sighted blues guitarist with numerous serious health issues. Issues that saw him struggling to survive on the pension for as long as I knew him. And as hard as his life was on a day-to-day level, when it came time to play, Donnie was always there, ready to blow your cares away with his beautiful guitar playing, joyful love of life, and the healing power of the blues. Ever sanctified and always raunchy, that was Blind Dog Donnie out front of Blind Dog and the Reverend, with a familiar theme for Donnie over the years, the nighttime. Before that, you heard just how deep Blind Dog's blues had become over the years with Blues Keep Coming and the title track Love and Pain. As much as he was a guitar hero, Donnie was also a philosopher and a poet, completely aware of his own mortality and doggedly finding a way to get back into the studio to record his incredible talents one more time. By the time of the release of this week's final feature album, Blind Dog Donnie's Knucklebone Revelator, Donnie was digging even deeper into his talents, adding Roy Arabeo's banjo to the mix on stage and in the studio, and delighting the crowds at the Melbourne Hotel here in Brisbane with those amazing three-hour sets he loved to play, reaching into the depths of his heart and mind and tortured soul, where there's never a place to hide. This is Blues with a Feeling.
Suddenly, it happened to me right in front of my face. I can't hide it. Suddenly, it happened to me right in front of my face. I can't hide it. Suddenly, it happened to me right in front of my face. I can't hide it. Suddenly, it happened to me right in front of my face. I can't hide it. Suddenly, it happened.
right in front of my face. I can't hide it. So damn late, it happened right in front of my face.
Right in front of my face. this is Duke Robillard. You're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Benley.
When I found out I was no use, no.
I'm so grateful that I was able to experience the musician and guitar player Blind Dog Donnie. We were close friends for many years before my own life's ups and downs drew me away from the local music scene. And to be honest, the shame and guilt I feel for having neglected that friendship will stay with me for the rest of my days. How do you repay someone who's been such a remarkable part of your life for so many years? Someone so talented that he could pick up any guitar and instantly make it sound like the greatest playing you'd ever heard. A talent utterly committed to giving everything they had on stage and off to bring you the healing power of the blues. From his album Knucklebone Revelator, that was Darker Than Night. Before that, another of Donnie's songwriter gimp sessions, and his favourite prophet Ezekiel, who knew a spaceship when he saw one. And I opened that set with Suddenly. What a completely off-the-wall talent and human being he was, Blind Dog Donnie. Thanks for this opportunity to share his music with you. Blind Dog was one of the three most important men to come into my life over the last 56 years, and now there's only one of them left. And I don't think he's got long either. And that's really given me the blues over the last 2 months. Thank you, Donnie. Thank you for your friendship, your guidance, your sense of humour, your complete and utter bloody-mindedness, and your incredible, endless, mind-boggling talent as a musician, singer, songwriter, and guitar player. I love you, and I'll never forget you. And I'll mourn you the rest of my days. Hug them close, my friends, because one day they'll be gone. You've been listening to Blues With A Feeling.
If I die early, when I get the glory, gonna join the band. Hope I get the glory, if I die early. started on.